The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
So now, I don't know whether this item is a send-up or not, but let's go with it. EU Crisis Management Commissioner Haja Labib is part of the bloc's wider preparedness strategy, in quotes, is urging citizens to prepare 72-hour survival kits. This is all in the context of increased geopolitical tension, the risk of environmental disasters. So what are these survival kits? Should we be getting ready? Here to tell us all about it is survival instructor himself at the Eagle Ridge Survival Centre, Shane Phelan. Welcome to the programme, Shane. What's this all about?
Good morning, how are things? Well, firstly, let's rephrase it, because that's very military, a survival kit in your home for 72 hours. What we're asking people to do is use common sense. Now, you know the problem with common sense, it's not that common. All we really have to do is stock our pantries. The most important thing in survival, we have a thing called the rule of threes. Now, I don't mean the ones that are grown out of the ground, but the figure three. So we can survive for 3 minutes without oxygen. Everybody knows that. We can survive for 3 hours without shelter. No matter where we are in the world, we either need to stay warm or stay cool, and we need shelter. We can survive for 3 days without water, but at that stage, we're in a critical condition, okay? And of course, and surprise, surprise, because we live in such a consumerist society, we can actually survive for 3 weeks without food. Food is not that important. In actual fact, lots of people pay lots of money to go to health farms and eat nothing for a weekend, okay? So let's, look at what we really have to unpack here. We have a home, which is the most expensive shelter that you could ever create, okay? So all we really have to concern about is thermoregulation. Our body functions at 37 degrees Celsius. And if we dip below 35 degrees Celsius, we are going to go hypothermic, okay? And now this is a problem, because contrary to what people may believe, right, you don't have to follow the footsteps of Thomas Green to go hypothermic in Ireland. In actual fact, 28 degrees Celsius is the temperature, the ambient temperature. Anything below that, we, a naked sedentary human being, can't sustain 37 degrees Celsius.
Okay, so what exactly is the threat?
Well, the threat is that we don't need more bread and we don't need more toilet roll, okay? What we need is we need foodstuffs. If we're going to stock foodstuffs, we need non-perishable goods, canned foods, right, that provide high calories, that are calorie dense. So we live in a society that tries to move us away from processed foods. However, in a survival scenario, processed foods are quite often the most calorie dense foods. What we do need, though, is water. We need a lot of water. So, like, to function correctly, we need about 4 litres of water per person per day. So if we're looking at, statistically, we know that most survival scenarios are brought to some sort of conclusion within 72 hours. We're looking per person in the house, 12 litres of water for that 72 hours. Now, that's vitally important. So if you think about it, it's pretty much a gallon of water per person per day. And we need our blankets, our woolen blankets. Of course, our house should be full of these things. And, you know, a commonality that we get in survival. Now, typically, I teach people how to survive on the landscape. So the biggest problem you have there initially is shelter. We have our homes. But the big problem is having the correct provisions, you know, because what are we suffering mostly now on the Irish landscape at the moment? Power outages is a problem, okay? So if we do have a power outage, and a lot of these passive built houses don't have fireplaces, a lot of houses that do have fireplaces have back boilers. You can't use them in the event of a power outage. How do we maintain our actual core temperature? So we're going back to wool. Wool is what we need to stay warm. Thermoregulation is so important. And after all, 1.2 billion sheep throughout the world cannot be wrong.
So I get Storm Owen and people for 2 weeks without electricity. But I'm trying to envisage, is this after a nuclear attack? We're in a bunker? Like, what is the context to this? Like, we had a controversy with Joe Jacob, the minister, gave everyone iodine tablets in the event of a nuclear attack, and it was pretty well derided. So what type of attack are you, you know, I'll have Deirdre to look after me, you know, there'll be no problem. But, like, in terms of what type of threat or attack are you specifically talking about?
Okay, well, I suppose I'm not specifically talking about any threat or attack, and bear with me on this, because when I teach someone a survival course, they come to me, and the demographic has changed so much over the last 15 years. But when I teach someone on a survival course, regardless of the threat or attack, the physiological and biological needs still remain the same. So it doesn't really matter. I'm not training people. And initially, maybe when I started out this, I would have been training people that were very gung-ho and sort of like Rambo-esque, should we say. But the demographic now is I get people in my course. I'm teaching one on Sunday. I get housewives. I get office people. I get firemen. I get guards. I even get soldiers. So it's a broad spectrum. But a lot of people that come to me now are people that have gotten caught out without having electricity over the last couple of years or something like that. And they realise that it is actually a beneficial real skill to live and for living. And historically, if we went back 100 years ago in Ireland or in any European country, this wouldn't have been called survival. It would have been called living.
All right. Well, there you have it. If the worst does happen, or if you're caught up a mountain, these are the essential things you need to live and to survive. My thanks to Shane Phelan, survival instructor, for joining us. A reminder that all the items from today over the last 3 hours are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.